designed for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, it's Loveline.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew, that's Adam Carolla.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Adam, perhaps if you came in here more than 30 seconds before the show started, you could arrange your equipment.
What kind of maniac F's with a man's chair, though?
Yeah. Likas must sit in that chair.
No, Likas does his show standing up. I'm just saying. Okay. I wanted to talk about this for a long, long time.
Yeah, here it comes. Here it comes. What's the problem?
All right. Some 41 is here, by the way. Conan and Dave are in the studio, and then Derek and Steve are going to come in. We're going to rotate. But here's all I want out of society. Did I get the phone number out or anything yet?
No, go ahead.
1-800-LOVE-191, Dr. Drew, board certified physician, yada, yada, yada. Okay, as I'm saying, you don't sit in a man's chair, lower it all the way down, and then lock it out of the swivel position or the recline position. All I'm saying is, however it was, just leave it. And if you want to mess with it, and then put it back. Mm. Valet parkers.
Ooh.
Got a huge problem with these
people. How about car wash?
Anybody who gets in your goddamn car changes the seat, and valet parkers, I did some statistics. I took some measurements. They average about 5'5.5".
Yeah.
They're the shortest people in the world. There's something you never you ever see a valet guy who's 6'5"?
No.
I've actually never done the valet though.
I've never
done the valet.
We're from Canada.
Don't do the valet because the world's shortest man gets in your car. He slides the seat all the way.
WD-40.
I know, Drew. But in the middle of the thing, you got to do the plop down there.
It's radio. You got to have a sound. People don't know it's here.
I know, but I'm doing my story here, Drew. Why are you clanking the thing?
Go ahead.
I saw her set it down, right? And put it on the thing so it wouldn't make noise.
Do you guys need a minute?
Adam,
forget it. Forget about the car seat. All right, let's just move forward. Sum 41 here.
Hello.
Goddamn, Drew. Passive-aggressive as hell.
Adam.
Passive-aggressive.
Passive-aggressive.
Constantly trying to encourage me to do radio, to help include people in what's going on in the studio. I brought in the W40. You'd asked for it.
Off the air, I asked for it.
I thought I was on the air.
Yeah,
no.
I was on the air, too.
Yeah.
No. Anderson. Off the air. Yeah.
My mistake.
All right. All right. Drew, I give you half a point out of a million now back. Do you understand?
Right.
All right, I'm going to launch in my chair sliding tirade later on when Drew's left the country. But Sum 41. Hey. Yeah. All right. You guys, you're going to do the MTV Rock and Jock thing with us, I think, by the way. Did you hear about that?
Sure, we'll do it. No, we haven't heard about it yet.
Oh, really?
We hear about things the day of. When's that? Sheet.
We're doing, meaning me and Jimmy are doing some kind of Super Bowl thing with like MTV and Carson. Instead of doing the Rock and Jock game this year, we're doing some kind of football tailgate thing down at the in San Diego at the Super Bowl. And we're going to have, band play.
Nice.
And I heard Sum 41 was going to be the band that was playing.
Sure, when's that?
Super Bowl?
You know more than we do.
I think we're shooting it like the middle of January or something like that. Where are you guys going to be? Europe?
Europe. I don't know what's going on.
End of January?
Europe.
Good times. Yeah, now via satellite.
from
Berlin.
From Zurich.
from the wall.
Man.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll get Blink-182.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Next best thing.
So, we got...
We just played Bakersfield.
That's Blink-182. The new CD, Does This Look Infected, comes out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That would be Tuesday, the 26th. It's the 26th tomorrow?
Yeah.
And they're doing a in-store at the Tower Records in Sherman Oaks, Drew, where we ought to do our goddamn in-stores. Instead of Bum F. Mm. That's Wednesday, the 27th, and 3 million copies of the first CD sold. Kind of nice, right?
Yeah. Awesome, yeah. Nice number.
Did you guys send the man show a video of you guys just basically jerking around out in a parking lot and running around and doing stuff like about 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, we got signed on a video where we were doing like drive-by water gun squirt
guns,
stuff like that.
Right.
So it probably got passed around.
Oh, it got past us.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember seeing a video like 3 years ago going, no, they'll never amount to anything.
put that with the Aquabat video.
Yeah. File that under A for Aquabat.
Oh, the Aquabat's drummer did something, though.
Travis.
Travis.
But, you know, I say, you know, once Aquabat, always an Aquabat. So I look at Travis not as a Blink-182 guy, but as an Aquabat guy.
He's got that same sensibility.
Oh, yeah, the look, the sensibility, the religious fervor.
Christian. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the Aquabat. Mention it, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid he'll beat the crap out of me.
Travis?
He's small.
He's small, but
he's dangerous, I swear.
Yeah, he's wiry. You put a drumstick in you and carry around like a popsicle.
Secret weapon, maybe.
Yeah. Cole?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
We got a call.
Hey, Ken, if you're doing a girl on her period, can it affect your cycle any?
I mean, what way? What do you mean? Can it go longer or heavier, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, can it, like, hurt it any? I don't know.
You can actually relieve discomfort from having sex during the period. You can sort of clear some of the what's called pelvic congestion. So some women find it a relief. Some don't like it. And there is a slightly increased risk of infections getting up into the uterus and tubes if you have sex during a period, if you have an infection to give her. You see what I'm saying?
How do you relieve the congestion?
It's just like helping the blood come on out.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of like
pushing.
Is it like a massage or like a muscle that's been knotted up?
That's,
or is it more like a suction cup kind of?
More like you've got a pus that needs pushing out.
A pimple.
Yeah. Kind of like there you go. Plunge in the toilet, maybe?
Yeah.
Does it hurt them?
But I don't think of it as a toilet. I think of it as like a urinal.
That's more close.
Yeah. Well, maybe not anything like that. You're right. No, not a toilet or a urinal. Cole?
Yeah?
So are you doing that with your girlfriend?
No. I was just...
just wondering.
All right, good times, Cole.
You know, just asking.
All right, go ahead.
Can too much masturbation affect or hurt you any?
Of course.
Leads to careers in radio very often.
It relieves congestion.
Politics, radio, but otherwise...
I don't think you can do it enough, is my opinion.
It's very healthy. Very healthy for me anyway.
Cole, you calling from Alaska?
Yeah.
See, I cut you Alaskans some slack. Like if the average 16-year-old's peeling off 1.6 a day or whatever the national average is, Alaskan, you got to give at least two more too.
At least during the winter months.
Yeah, when it's dark 28 hours out of the day.
What are we gonna do?
All right, Cole.
Yeah.
Hey, good times though, huh?
Good times.
All right. Yeah. Why are you living in Alaska? Did your dad go there to escape?
No, my parents work here. They got transferred for Alaska.
For what?
The oil company.
Oh, wow.
How cold is it up there right now?
Actually, it's pretty weird weather. It's
cold, probably.
It's all sunny and stuff.
All the cold stuff down here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, good times there, Cole.
Thanks, good times. Love the man show.
All right. Do an experiment for me during the winter. You know when the wind chill gets down like 70 below and stuff?
Yeah.
Beat off outside and see if it freezes before it hits the snow.
True.
And see if we can make like a semen bridge. You know, like a frozen semen bridge.
A fountain.
From the snow to your penis, like a half arc. Yeah, like the Skittles rainbow, but
I think
different.
It's more likely to be in the cartoons where the penguin has tears and they turn to ice cubes and fall down.
Oh, I see. Ice cubes.
I think it's much more likely to be.
All right there, Cole. Good times.
All right, good times.
Yeah. I miss that penguin ice cube show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who was that? What's that penguin's name?
Pingu?
Yeah.
Chili Willy.
Chili Willy.
There you go.
Oh. Pingu's like some Indian god or something. It's a,
yeah, that's my
a penguin.
House.
Michelle? I mean, Michael?
Yeah.
How
old are you, Michael?
I'm 12.
Oh.
Well, you don't sound happy about that.
I didn't sound like that when I was 12.
Yeah, dude, I was pretty happy.
Yeah.
I sounded like a Michelle when I was 12. But anyway, go.
Yeah, well. Actually, I'm pretty big for my age. I'm 5'10". I weigh 145.
Okay.
So I get mistaken for being older.
Right.
You're scaring me right now.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Wait.
So what's the question?
Well, first I want to say, Dr. Drew, you, like, get not enough credit because you're a good hero of mine.
Thanks, Mike.
You're fat,
Mike.
True, true.
Hey,
please,
hey,
you don't
want
to turn on one of your heroes. Go
what's
ahead.
Up? So what's up, Michael?
Adam, I love the man show.
Thank you, thank you.
And Sum 41, I'm going to get your CD.
Ah, thanks, pal.
That sounded like a threat, though.
Yeah. Sum 41, I'm going to get you.
I'm going to get you.
And your CD.
I'm
going
to get that scrawny little CD of yours. I'm going to break it over my goddamn
knee.
No,
but I'm going to get drug tested by my dad.
Well, for what drugs? Or what are you concerned about? Pot?
Yeah, well, they said that it's in for 30 days.
Well, how much you smoking?
Well, I just got stoned yesterday.
And you do that just once a week or something?
No, more like 3 times a week.
All right. And when is your urine test going to be?
Like on Saturday or Monday or Friday.
Friday, and you got stoned Monday.
Mm-hmm. Hey, well,
you might be clean by Friday.
Well, listen, can you? You're 12, right?
Yeah.
You're depressed. You need to slow down on the weed just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I'm seeing a therapist.
Good.
Are you talking to a therapist about this?
Not right now. I'm just talking about all the fights that I get into.
All right, you should talk with her, him or her about the weed also. It's important for them to know that.
How many fights do you get in?
A lot.
How many would you say? A week?
A week.
Per week?
Two a week.
Who are you getting in fights with?
Like, are they bloodbath fights?
Well, actually, I just punched them like 3 times.
Okay.
Down.
Wow. And that's it.
Yeah.
Game over.
What's the deal? Is your dad angry or something?
Well, I get angry, like, family problems. Like, I yell at my parents a lot, too. No, I can't stand them.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, get a little therapy for as a member of society.
But, yeah, the weed is not going to help things. It's going to make things worse, unfortunately.
See, when I'm in charge, I'm going to tag guys like that, like Caribou, you know, just kind of keep an eye on them. Let them know where they are.
Well, our CD, on the other hand, will be very helpful.
Guide you through
sessions.
It, of course. Good one, Dave.
Thanks, oh,
bro.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, you could probably quit the therapy, start back up the weed, and listen to the Sum 41 CD, and I think you'd probably have a pretty decent
guide
life.
Guide you right through it.
Mm-hmm. Good hero of mine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like an angel. That Sum 41 CD that just sort of takes you by the scruff of the neck and drags you through life, through a utopian life.
Of course.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's good. I've heard.
Kimberly?
Yes.
You're 18?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
I'm dating this guy who's 26, and he has a 2-year-old son, and I was just wondering if this was, like, a healthy relationship.
You tell us. What else is going on?
How long have you dated him?
4 months.
Were you 18?
Yeah, we just started dating.
How'd you meet him?
I turned 18.
How'd you meet him?
It was at this kind of like bar thing. He's in this band.
Aren't you kind of concerned that he's quite a bit older than you?
Yeah, like that's why I was wondering if this was...
Well, it's 18 to 26 is not an absolute cannot work out, but... Jeez, you guys in a band?
What kind of band?
What kind of band? What kind of music?
Yeah, what kind of music is he
this
playing?
This makes the difference. Here we go.
It's rock.
All right.
Yeah.
What are they called?
Huh?
What are they called?
Oh, do you want me to say it?
Yeah.
Yes. Connor.
Don't know.
They're called Connor.
Do you know Dave?
Connor. I haven't heard of them.
Atlanta.
Do they cover songs or they do original stuff?
They do some of both.
I see. All right, so he's 26, but he's in a band, so it's like he's 19.
He's already fathered a child, though. He's just goofing around.
No offense, boys, but you know what I'm saying.
Is he on the road a lot?
Well, like, they're coming out with a CD in February, so he's going to be.
All right, and, you know, guys who have a kid already at a fairly young age and are free and clear are more apt to have more kids.
Without a wife.
Ironically.
Yeah, without a wife.
They become like blues singers.
Yeah.
55 kids and don't know where any of them are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great, great men.
We don't know enough about him really to say for sure, Kimberly, but we're highly suspect that this is not something that's going to last a long time.
Okay, and also...
Don't let him get you pregnant.
Oh, my God, no.
No,
are
I'm
you
a virgin.
Are you, really?
Oh, so he's not knocking you up or anything.
What's this guy doing to you, then?
Nothing.
Well, what's up?
Well, like, my dad was very, like, verbally abusive towards me when I was little. Mm-hmm. And he killed himself when I was 10.
Geesh.
So, like, I don't know. Like, I'm really weird around guys. And, like, I always attract these losers to go out with and stuff.
Yeah.
So, wait, do you think this guy's a loser?
What you attract is unavailable guys.
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
So,
all right, so
here you go.
You're hanging
one.
Out with a 26-year-old guy who's going to hit the road with his band in a few months.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's your lot. I mean, you want to do that your whole life, or do you want to make some corrections?
No, I want to change, but, like, I don't know. I went to therapy for, like, 3.5 years
because
I just didn't have a happy childhood.
Good.
And, but I don't know. I think I need to go back or something.
All right, there you go.
All right.
Kimberly,
I'll see you there.
Kimberly, you got insight. That's good. That you're ahead of everyone else now.
Okay.
All right, so keep your hymen and go to a therapist.
Yeah, you kind of know when you're off track. You know when you need help. Go ahead. Go ahead and ask for it.
Let me tell you what I would institute when I'm in charge, other than the tagging.
I wish everybody had the Kimberly's instinct. Think about that. I seem a little off track. I think I need some assistance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Seems like she has her head
Game
off.
Game on.
Yeah.
I would like to offer, you know those, you know, some stores will offer you, like, kid a free ice cream cone if he brings in his report card and he's got all A's. You see that once in a while?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. For me, show the hymen. Show the hymen, you get in the movie half fries. Show the hymen. Instead of a 6-pack of soda, you get an 8-pack of soda. Free Jimmy's on your ice cream cone.
Yeah.
You know, show the hymen.
I can see it well. You know, they have those cards. You slip the card in when you park. You just slip the hymen in the little meter.
Show the hymen. You order five subs free. Yeah, that's right. It's like having the key to the city, that hymen. It's like if a key to the city was a membrane form and I had a bunch of blood behind it, it would be exactly the same.
Exactly.
Exactly. But, Drew, what a utopia we would be living. We'd be encouraging women. It'd be like, well, I want to get laid. Yeah, you want to get laid, but you want to see that movie this weekend, right? You want to use your hymen discount. What about you? And I'm not going to judge. Hymen discount for cigarettes, hymen discount for booze, whatever.
You were onto something here.
Because it's really the troublemakers we want. You know what I mean?
Wait. We have a hymen. We could really have a hymen card. You know, doctors issue a hymen verification card.
Yeah.
Laminate it.
You get it stamped. Right.
You get it's like a hymen license number, you know.
Yes.
California hymen license number.
Yes. Oh, this is good. Dave, what?
I'm just saying, what about the transvestites?
Oh,
what do we do there?
You mean the men?
With them.
Transvestites.
They're punished severely.
You mean transsexuals?
Transsexuals.
Transsexual male to female.
They don't get a hymen. They don't have
one. No, they don't get one.
Well, but again, this would be a physician documented thing. We can just, you know, they can still be a non.
No.
Yeah, it can be a.
No, I will not recognize. Well, no one goes transsexual while they're virgin, do they?
I don't think so.
So your hymen is gone by the time you go under the Swedish doctor's scalpel, right?
I would think.
Okay. So my point is just natural hymens. And I don't care if you got it in your 40s. You're going to get, instead of the 12-ounce soda at the movie theater, you're getting the 16-ouncer for the same price.
It's like
everything's
an upgrade. Yeah, Wendy's.
Yeah. When we fly you, you either get the bulkhead or we put you in a coach. Business. We move you up. Everything's a move up. Instead of 2 packs of peanuts on the Southwest, you get 3 packs.
Oh.
4.
Up
Drew's right.
Yeah.
Drew's right. It's great. It's like being a student. It's like having that student thing, except for it works everywhere for everything. You know, the student ID,
yeah.
The local theater. This is good. Drew, work on this.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about the ways that your 99-cent menu might work into this, or the supersized meals. And
yeah. It's going to be huge, and it's going to give women incentive.
Yeah.
All right. I think we should hear a song from Sum 41.
Oh, boy.
Anderson's got a puss on, though.
Of course.
Oh, boy.
Come on. We're going to break a couple minutes late. We always do that.
Here we go.
The band is fast.
Don't waste
fast
more time,
band.
Anderson. True. Just go to it.
All right. You queued up there, Anderson? Yeah, this one's called Still Waiting.
So am I still waiting for this world to stop hating? Can't find a good reason, can't find hope to believe in. Shut up!
Good crowd. Mm-hmm.
The CD, Does This Look Infected, is coming out tomorrow. Dave and Cone are in the studio, and we'll do a little flip-flop at the 11 o'clock hour. Also, the band's going to be down at the Tower Records in Sherman Oaks on Wednesday, the 27th, doing a signing at 5 o'clock. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. Everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. System of a Down will be in here tomorrow night. Dave and Cone are both in here tonight from Sum 41. Derek and Steve will be in here after 11 o'clock hour. New CD is out tomorrow, and they're going to be at the Tower Records doing an in-store in Sherman Oaks on Wednesday for the new CD. All right. Where are we going here, Drew?
Naomi.
All right. She's online, too. Mm-hmm. Naomi, you're 18. What's up?
Yeah. Hi, guys. I'm just wondering, like, because me and my boyfriend, we have sex, like, regularly on a normal basis. And I was
very excited about it, can't you tell?
Yeah. You're on cloud nine, baby.
Yeah, doing it sometimes.
I was just wondering why I can't have an orgasm when I'm on my period.
And how is it you're getting an orgasm? During sex or during oral sex?
Yeah.
During intercourse, you get an orgasm.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like...
Normally, you get it during intercourse?
Okay, listen to me.
All right, shut up. Listen, here's the one mistake stupid people always make, is they start talking before you're done talking, and they're constantly misinterpreting what you're saying.
Then they want you to stop and listen to them.
Yes. Naomi.
Okay.
You can have... Most of the people have an orgasm on this... show have it through oral sex.
Okay.
But that's not you.
No, I do have an orgasm during oral sex. But when I'm on my period during vaginal sex, I cannot have an orgasm. And I don't know why.
Let's restate this. Most women can only have an orgasm with oral sex.
Okay.
But that's not you.
You have one through vaginal sex.
Through intercourse.
Uh-huh.
That's unusual. That's unusual, okay?
Uh-huh.
You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have an orgasm every time you have vaginal sex, other than your period?
Yeah, pretty much. It's
Are you multiply orgasmic?
Yeah.
Okay. And then nothing during the period?
No, I don't.
Are you on a birth control pill?
No.
Is there any medication or anything you take during your period?
No.
Yeah. Why is he nailing you during your period? Called a period because it means a sentence.
Guy's got to do what guy's got to do.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's called, it's period, wrong. Like, period, end of sentence. I will not nail you, period. You must blow me, period. You understand?
Yes.
That's why they call it a period. Yes, Drew?
Yeah, they should call it a break. Period.
Oh, man. You would not qualify for my hymen discount, by the way, Naomi.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Yeah. I would tack like a 30% surcharge for being a slut.
I am not a slut.
Oh, okay.
Women that are multi-orgasmic are kind of interesting. They can be affected by a lot of things that... can change the blood flow in that region. And so there's probably just some sort of pelvic congestions we talked about, something that's, you know, affecting the ability to be tumescent. And maybe even the hormonal cycling you're in at that period isn't conducive to your orgasmic function.
Okay.
So it's no big deal. It's just, week where that happened. That's just you.
There wasn't word I understood.
Can you have orgasms without
having sex? What about just using a hand or something like that?
The old dildo?
How about other ways during your period? Can you have an orgasm by other means during your period?
Like clitoral stimulation?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's probably, again, there's some swelling or something that goes on during your period.
Like, cry me a river, baby. Just orgasms ahead. All over the place.
I can't have an orgasm unless something is in my ass.
Yeah. Loveline testimonial. That was a Gold Bond commercial, I believe. It was a little out of context, because later on she brought up the product. But that was the beginning part of the commercial.
Well, that's where the itch came later. See,
that's right. Nancy Shelkowski from Portland, Oregon.
Rash.
That's right. All right. Eric?
What's up?
You're 17?
Yep.
You're what's on up, the Sum 41.
Right on. Sum 41, you guys rock.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, you too.
And Drew and Adam, I've been listening to you guys for a while, just waiting for, an issue to call about. So
and here you are.
You've been trying hard.
Been waiting for this moment,
yeah,
Eric.
Yeah, totally.
I hope it's good.
So I got this girlfriend I've been dating for a while. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. We just gotten to the point where, you know, where we started being physical and stuff with each other. Mm-hmm. And she just got an issue with me, you know, touching her breasts at all or anything like that. So, and I've talked to her about it, and I think she had, from what I know, she had something with her dad in the past where she might have been, you know, molested in some way or something
what
like that.
What exactly did she tell you about that?
She won't go into detail, just that, you know, it's a, you know, personal situation for her.
What did she tell you?
Well, she didn't, told me.
No, I want to know what he heard, because he's done a lot of extrapolating here.
Right.
Is that beating off?
Yeah. What did
I gotta extrapolate later.
Okay, so she told me that just to stay away from her breast, and that they were just because her dad had touched her.
There.
Yes.
But she'll let you touch it. She'll let you touch her downstairs.
Right.
Oh.
Well, dad was an upstairs man. That's all.
Maybe
Drew doesn't buy it.
It's not fitting.
No.
Didn't quite fit.
Girls don't normally say it that way.
Yeah. What kind of cup size is she? Is she scared about her size? she's not comfortable with her size.
Who's next?
What cup size?
She's a C.
C cup.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's good.
That's pretty good. It's a good hand.
Eric, we don't believe you.
Well, it's not that. You know, no, I really don't believe you.
Sorry, Eric. But nice try.
All right,
buddy. Good time.
All right, good time.
Yeah, you know, sometimes people try to get bogus calls on the show by just basically parroting back our own strategy to us.
Yes.
Well, he said he's been listening to you guys for a while.
Right.
Writing, you know?
Yeah, he's
taking notes.
Yeah, he is. Like, once in a while, like, we do this thing where they do the reverse of what we do. Like, right. Like, they'll go, well, I was touching my girlfriend's breast, and she started crying, and she didn't want me to touch there. Why could it be? And then we'll go, well, maybe her father touched her there. And they'll go, mm-hmm, aha, we're on to something. Yeah. So once in a while, people call the show, and they do the math for us.
Yeah, they lay it out ahead of time.
But that's a bogus call.
Well, but that's also not how it works. There's not that person out there, or maybe we'll get five calls from them. But molesters don't just touch the breasts.
I think my dad may have been a second base molester.
He might have
first
been.
First second base.
He was unique. Very unique, indeed. He was.
A little making out, some hand holding, a little over the blouse feel of the breast, but he didn't go downstairs. I mean, he wasn't a bad guy.
But interestingly,
you know?
That doesn't create the same experience of powerlessness and dissociation that further abuse does. Most women that have been touched up, she's like, let's just stay away from guys. They don't then freak out about future men.
And they don't explain it that way.
No,
16, 17-year-old girls will go, don't touch them because my dad touched them.
Here's why they don't want their breast touched. They're ugly. They feel funny. They're too big. They're lopsided. Yeah. They look funny.
That's what I was thinking.
You're going to go further, so I'm going to stop you here.
Right.
It's that kind of stuff. Or I get too aroused. I want to hold back. It's all kinds of stuff, but not the molestation thing. That's not where that kicks out.
Right. Kid's calling from Castro Valley.
Oh, boy.
Where's that?
Want to ask him? He's a big fan.
All right. Where's Castro Valley? Is that
like
north?
East Bay.
No. East
San
Bay.
Francisco.
San Francisco, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, we got to... when are we going to bomb Cuba, by the way? Don't we got to get going with that?
You think this guy knows?
They're having their own problems. They're imploding without a bomb.
Cuba.
I've talked about this before. Shouldn't we hate Cuba more than we do? We're too easy on those people.
Well, they're all here.
I'm just saying, the Soviet Union's been out of commission for a good 20 years now. When do we just set our sights on Cuba and just run Castro out of there and turn that whole place into a resort? I mean, don't we need to bomb Cuba? Don't we need to do something to Cuba? How about a little spanking for Cuba for siding up with the Soviet Union for the last 45 years? Shouldn't they be spanked just a little bit? I mean, isn't Cuba's like some smart-ass, snot-nosed little runt of a kid who's twice half the size of anyone in the school, but he's got a big brother who kicks ass, who's the Soviet Union. So everyone's like really respectful to this kid, and he's knocking people out of the way, and he's pushing his way to the front of the line. Well, the big brother's in jail now. Shouldn't we beat the ass out of a little kid? Like, shouldn't the whole school just turn on the kid right now and give him a good ass kicking? He's been asking for it for a lot of years.
The problem is the Cubans have already suffered just with what they've got going there with that guy.
I know, but we don't even have to punish the Cubans. Let's just oust Castro. Let's just go over there and kick their ass. Oh, they deserve it.
Because it's just that easy.
It is. is. We're right there.
Oh, man.
They don't deserve any punishment? Let me ask you this.
Yes,
it would be the best thing that ever happened to that dump. But let me ask you this. Hypothetically, everybody's listening. Close your eyes. Picture Cuba being the United States and the United States being Cuba.
What they would have done to us.
And us siding up with some foreign power for the last 40 years who's now fallen off the map.
Yeah.
How long would it take for that country of Cuba being the United States come over and just put an ass whipping on us? Would we be talking about it or would it be done?
Done.
That's what we need to do. Swap things around.
That's a good point.
Anytime you beat up this country, do that. Swap it around and see what other people would do. You see what Cuba, see what Castro would do if he had our military and we were just some little island 90 miles off of Florida.
You made the point, what if a bunch of American-looking guys drove a plane into something in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
And then what would happen if you and I were in Saudi Arabia?
Walk around the streets?
Yeah.
We'd have a burning tire around our neck.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Being dragged by a camel.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Yes. Next time you want to make the argument that it's such a horrible country, just do the math. Do the flip-flop math. Just swap it around and see how everyone would act. Please. How dare everybody. Melinda?
Yeah?
You with me? We got to get Cuba.
You're on our side.
Very true, yes.
All right. Are you up for my Hyman discount?
What is that?
Oh, okay, baby.
You haven't been listening, obviously.
You don't know what a hymen is, right?
No.
Okay, baby.
14.
Public school?
No. I'm in homeschool.
Oh, that's worse.
She's definitely a candidate. Does that exist?
Yeah. All right, baby.
Are you a virgin?
No.
See?
No. How old? I lose.
14. I had sex around 13.
Wow. So did Derek.
Homeschool.
With who? Your gym teacher?
No, random.
Random?
Random. It was dark?
Kind of rape.
Oh.
Like, I knew the person, but...
Who was the person?
Just one of my brother's friends. Mm. Ex-friends now.
Yeah, did you tell anybody about this?
Yeah, he was arrested. That's why he's ex-friend.
Great. And you're okay now?
Yeah.
Got the morning after pill?
Yeah.
Good. All right. All right, babe. Well, good times. What's up?
What are you going to do?
The thing is, I've already, like, decided on my path of being, like, a bisexual and just, like, not going to college and finishing high school early. And my dad's not accepting it, and I don't know what...
Hold on. Why don't you just finish high school tomorrow? I mean, if you're being homeschooled...
Well, I'm in 10th grade.
Let's just have your mom skip you ahead to a senior year and then give you a diploma. Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, sort of. But I have to do the work also.
Hey, just take your GED.
I can at 14.
How old you got to be to take that?
16.
All right.
She knows more than you.
You got 2 years to cram.
Hey, don't declare. The one major you shouldn't declare at 14 is your sexual identity.
Wow, Drew, that's heavy.
That's heavy, huh? Mm.
Yeah. Okay. I smell a PSA coming
up. At 14, all you got is confused. So just relax.
Especially when you're raped by your brother's friend.
And by the way, sexual identity is not something you decide. Yeah. You don't decide a path of sexual identity. It's not the way it works.
Okay.
That's how you decide how to say F you to your parents. You declare what you're going to do.
Yeah. When are you going to tell them you're bisexual?
I've already told them.
Sure, of course. Thanksgiving's approaching.
Yeah.
She's going to have to describe it on Thursday.
Why
are
you mad at your parents? What'd they do?
I'm not mad at my parents. I'm just angry at my father who won't listen to me.
Well, he's one of your parents, so why are you mad at him?
Because he won't listen to me. I tell him I want to do this, and he wants me to do this.
It's never as good as an example when you use the same word twice. Like, right. I tell him I want to do this, and he says, you got to do this.
I want to graduate high school and do it really fast.
Ah.
He wants me to take my time.
Okay, but where are you going when you graduate?
Yeah.
I'm heading straight into music.
Oh, to do what?
Why are you graduating? Why bother with high school?
I stopped.
Yeah.
Because my mom said it'd be great to have enough diploma.
No, listen.
Four kids, two boys, no diplomas. Two girls with diplomas.
What are you doing in music?
Songwriter.
Oh, well, good for you.
You got any songs for us?
Not really.
Here's your chance.
Okay. All right, Melinda.
Yeah?
Look, here's what you need to do. Stop thinking so far into the future.
Okay.
Just, you're 14. Don't worry about your sexuality. Don't worry about your career just yet.
Okay.
Enjoy yourself. Be a kid.
Okay.
Do some studying
how
and then
how
see.
How about just getting back to school where you have a social life? Mm-hmm. Just have
parents,
going to a high
parents
school.
Parents won't let her, I don't
yeah,
think.
Yeah, but that maybe that's a way to focus your
Were your parents let you go to regular high school?
Sort of.
Because I think if you had a peer group.
You need to go.
Yeah, if you had friends, you'd let go of some of this stuff. This is like putting a panda bear in a cage by itself or something and watching it spin. You know, surprise.
Yeah.
They put a primate in the cage by itself and
it's going to get mad.
Yeah.
Panda bear's a primate?
Yeah, no, I was thinking about a lemur. I think of the tail.
Easy to confuse.
Yeah, you guys thought the panda bear was a primate. You're Canadians. They don't have an educational system over there. But over here, where we homeschool our kids, where we don't know what diamonds are.
Yeah, we know
no, Canadians are smart. I don't know. Look, here's what I'm going to say. We got to go to break, but forget high school. Hey, if you're that crappy student, you ain't into it. I no one ever asked to see my diploma for anything, ever. No job. Been working for 20 years. Never even filled out an application. No one cares about the diploma. And by the way, if you're not going to college, forget it. No one's going to go, oh, my God, look at this. He's got a high school degree. Yes, yes, yes.
Step right over here to the cash register.
That's right. The headhunters must be going after you. You are quite a prize. All right, we'll take a little break. Sum 41 is here, and we'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. Yeah. And that's my on-again, off-again lover. The man I like to call my sometimes friend, Dr. Drew.
Are we off again?
No, we're all right.
All right.
Yeah. I just got a little mad at Drew last night because he was talking to me about buying cars. I've been trying to get him to buy a car for a long time.
What kind of car are you guys looking at?
Yeah, what's going on?
Smart car?
I'll tell you.
Have you seen those?
Drew was looking into the Model T when we first started discussions, and now we're up to the hovercraft that George Jetson. He can't pull the trigger, though.
Very good.
Dave and Cone are both here from Sum 41.
I'll have a therapist tomorrow, I promise.
Will you?
Yeah.
I tell Drew to talk to his therapist about why he can't buy a car for himself. He's got to work his family into it. Drew can't make a move without the family.
Ah.
So I can't wait till you have kids. I can't wait.
What are the kids?
No.
Like a Ferrari.
It's more like a car that'll carry them.
No, Drew, I keep telling Drew, like, just go get yourself a cheap sports car. You love sports cars so much. You want a two-seater? Go get a two-seater for you. Just for you. Park in the garage. That's your car. Well, the wife's got to drive the kids. The kids have tons of friends. They're coming back from skating practice. Get them a crappy minivan and then get yourself some wheels. You work hard. You love cars. Enthusiasts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
You make all the money. Been busting your hump for 25 years. Can't throw a used Porsche in the garage for yourself?
Mm.
Don't play golf or anything like that, do you?
Nope.
Can't do it. Can't squeeze the trigger. Mike?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You know how I can get you a Porsche? I'm going to tell your wife that she needs one for the kids. The nanny needs a Porsche, and then they'll get the Porsche, and then she'll throw you the keys. That'd be the only way. Drew, and he talks about every night I talk to him on the way home, he won't do it.
But he won't do it.
I'm picking out cars for him. I'm doing research. He won't do it. Mike?
Yeah, what's going on?
You're 18. What's up?
Yeah, hey, I just want to say hello to the band, Sum 41. You guys rock.
Thanks, pal.
I recently was on your Becoming video. I made a Fat Lip for you guys.
Oh, you were on that?
Yeah, I was Steve-O-32.
Oh, no way, man, that's you?
He freaked us out because he looks so much like him with no neck.
Thanks. Yeah,
okay, who's the Asian?
I think you're the best one, I got to say. I'm just not saying that because you're on the show right now, but you're the best one.
I'm saying you got to get a brown friend to play me next time.
Yeah.
Not the Asian kid.
It was fun though, yeah. I'm actually wearing some of the clothes that the show gave me and whatnot. And I was kind of pissed off because I went to see you guys 3 days later. I ended up getting floated towards you guys and you guys didn't notice me. I was wearing like the jacket, the Pain for Pleasure and everything. And I was wearing the Rising Sun shirt. But it's all right.
All right.
That's all right.
You coming to our show?
Huh?
Coming to the show?
Yeah, well, I had black hair and they cut it, made it red, right? And then I saw you guys at the show and Steve-O, dude, you had black hair, man.
No, he's not here right now.
He's not in yet.
Oh, he's not there?
No. All right. I'm done talking to this guy. He's not answering your questions.
I like that guy.
Brandy?
Yes?
You're 16?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi. First of all, I just say hey, what's up to Sum 41?
Hey, hello.
And hopefully I'll be able to see you at Acoustic Christmas.
Ooh. All right.
Anyways.
Which night are you playing?
First. Sorry. Is, I want to get over my ex-boyfriend from 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And what happened was we were in a five-month relationship, and we had to break up because his mom threatened me that if I didn't break up with him, she was going to move him to Oregon. Mm. So I broke up with him. But what happened was we secretly saw each other, and I was forbidden to see him too from my parents because they felt that he wasn't as high standard as I was, so it kind of worked both ways. So anyways, during like the periods, we were like sleeping with each other and stuff, so finally we kind of got caught by knowing, like, both of our parents knew we were talking to each other, so we like kind of got into like a forbidden thing again, so I don't know, it was pretty stupid. And anyways, he called me 2 weeks ago telling me that he was going to end up moving to Oregon anyways. And I started just like getting like back into the same way that I used to feel for him, and I was just wondering like what can I do like just to get over him.
Sorry I lost you, you're going to have to start over.
Why is an unavailable guy that's sort of not worthy so intriguing to you?
Well, my parents felt that he wasn't good enough for me.
Is that both your biological parents?
My biological parents?
Or your stepdad?
No, I have biological parents.
Both your parents are still in your life.
Right. Did they say he wasn't good enough for you?
My parents did.
Yeah, both parents hate the respective partner.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I find fascinating.
Yeah. I've never heard my parents say that to me.
Well, your parents never said anything to you.
Well, that's true.
And then some of our neighbors, so they like kind of made it convenient.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. What was their problem with him?
My problem?
Their problem with him.
Oh, no, not for me. What? The thing is,
what was their problem with him?
Your parents.
Oh, they just, because, like, I had high goals. Like, I wanted to be, you know, whatever, and I want to go to college, and he didn't. He was working, you know, across the street and just getting over high school.
All right, he's going to Oregon. It's going to take care of itself.
He's gone. Yeah. Don't worry.
Keep focused on college.
There you go.
Unless you vacation in Oregon.
All right, Brandy?
No, don't even think about
it. Dead in Oregon.
He's not good enough for you.
And then play.
Okay.
But listen, I want all you parents out there to be fair. If you're going to say that, like, this guy is not good enough for you, once in a while, I want you to say, this guy's too good. Yeah. He's way too good.
He's just too good. I mean,
your numbers don't match.
This kid's like a 9.5, 10, and Sweetie Pie, you're like a 6 on a good day.
Sorry about that.
You're like a 6 after a makeover. Yeah. So,
only fair.
Now, the dude who wasn't good enough for you, 3.5, maybe 4. No, I'm just saying, if you're going to say too good, once in a while, you got to say someone's too good for your daughter, too.
Yep.
Keep it real.
Yeah,
let them know. It's like you women who fake orgasms every time, once in a while, don't have one. Don't fake it.
It's true.
Like just once, like if you had a chick who's faking her orgasms every time, but like one time, like once every 8 months was like, I'm sorry, baby, it's not happening tonight.
It's not working.
You'd never accuse her of faking it because of that one time.
That's right.
She didn't fake it.
It's true.
You could keep this going for another 10 years, but just once every 175 times he nailed you, just that one time ago, I'm sorry, I had a bad day at work. Sure. I'm just
knock him off guard, yeah.
Right.
Random reinforcement.
Sum 41 is here tonight. Dave and Cohen in the studio, and Derek and Steve are going to come in. We'll do the sum swap
right
after this. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. System of a Down is coming in here tomorrow night. We've done a little guard change with Sum 41. Derek and Steve are now in here representing
the
band.
I do like the applause. I like doing this in front of a studio audience. Yeah.
You guys didn't hear anything about that MTV Rock and Jock Super Bowl thing?
I heard on the radio when we were driving in.
Just heard me talking about it.
I heard you talking about it.
I was in there working on it. Huh. The last thing I think is that Sum 41 would be associated with any jocks or whatever you call it. So, I'm not so. I don't really know what's going on, but I don't think I'll try anything once.
It doesn't sound like a Sum 41 gig.
It sounds like something we definitely get beat up at.
Yeah.
It's MTV Super Bowl show. That's what I'm saying.
See, in Canada, I don't even know if we do the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know.
We have the Ultra Bowl.
You got the Grey Cup.
We got one bigger.
Something.
Yeah, that's what it is.
One of those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you've got your own football fields.
It's in the snow.
7,000 feet long, and it's 4 miles across.
Uphill both ways.
47 guys in each team.
You don't have to have any feet in bounds when you catch the ball. You can actually run out in the stands and get it. You're penalized for having 2 feet. Mike?
Yeah, how's it going?
You're 17. What's up?
I just want to ask somebody one a question, or the guys out there. How has your fame influenced your sex life?
It's definitely created one for me.
It's created a sex life.
Yeah, I didn't have much of one before. I still don't have much. I live vicariously through Derek. Derek seems to have, you know, because he's got the lead singer thing going on.
Yeah.
You know, he can be bathing in women some nights. So, you know, I guess it helps, I guess.
All right. I just have one more question. How did you guys get your nicknames?
They're all high school nicknames. They don't really have any meaning whatsoever.
I'm Steel 32 because, you know, the internet, you know, I tried to get an email, and, you know, there were 31 other Steve-O's.
Yeah.
That's my excuse this week.
So that's where you have the 32?
Why not?
Hey, Mike? Right.
That's about it.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Good luck.
See you.
Hi, right. Adam.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember me. I called last night from Pebble Beach.
Yeah. Yeah. So you went to New York. Remember you went to New York?
Yeah, just trying to say hey.
Right. Hi, Mike, but I remember you.
All right, just making sure.
All right, I remember you because you're the only call we've gotten from Pebble Beach. Yeah. Not because of you, not your personality, but your longitude and your latitude. Mark? Oh. What, did he just use the F word?
Sure enough.
Mm. Wow.
Good screening job, guys.
He upped my C word.
Yeah. Check. Jim, that's all right. That's all right. You just got your work cut out for you. That's
darn
all.
It.
How you doing, guys?
Jim, you're...
Oh. Let me guess how old you are now. I'm going to say 13.
You're 28.
Oh. That voice cracked a little bit.
Oh, I'm a little nervous. Show business.
I'm from Pickering, and
Pickering?
You guys are from Ajax.
Yeah.
Which I never heard about you until about 5-6 years ago, and just wondering where you always played.
Hold on. Pickering, Ontario?
Right beside you.
Wow.
Wow, that's weird. Dave lives in Pickering.
This is a call from Canada, guys.
It's a call from home.
What was the question?
Just suddenly you guys seemed to come on the scene 5 or 6 years ago. I never ever heard of you before that. Just wondering
where you played. That's because that's when we first started.
Yeah, yeah. We started, but we didn't exist.
They were 11 before that. Yeah. Their parents didn't let them leave the house.
It's tricky how those things turn out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jim.
Yeah.
What's it like up there in Canada?
No, it's about 33 degrees right now.
Yeah. All right.
That's it. It's all tapping.
Is that Celsius? That must be Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Hey, Adam, I got a scenario for your gay butler show.
Oh, yeah. I got to pitch the show again. Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
The judge says to him when they're in court, "Do you have a job?" to the gay guy. And he says, "I used to work at a sperm bank, but I got fired for drinking on the job."
Oh. That's right, Jim.
Yeah, Jim used to be one of your writers, Adam. I can see that now.
Still funnier than Alan Thicke, I would say. Imagine that. You're in Canada. You have a sense of humor. You could conquer the entire country with just a mild sense of humor. No offense. But here's my idea. I don't know if you guys have heard this pitch. It's called AIDS Butler. And there's a guy. Oh, it's too difficult to explain the whole thing, but... You know, if you have full blown AIDS, you can get a viatical agreement, meaning like, let's say I got full blown AIDS and maybe I only got a couple of years to live. I got $1 million life insurance policy. I could sell it to Drew for $500,000-$600,000, and then when I die in a few years, he gets the $1 million. In the meantime, I got the $500,000-$600,000 to spend
in life.
In life,
yeah.
Take a European vacation. But here's the thing: I spend all the money on AZT and other medications, and I end up extending my life. He never ends up getting my money because I never die. But he gets angry. Well, not true. This is an elderly Jewish couple from Florida or probably Arizona somewhere, Phoenix. They take me to court. There's a big court battle. I have no money. I have to be their butler.
Isn't this a Seinfeld episode or something like that? The butler.
Someone else said that. But I don't think he had AIDS, did he?
Well, you're throwing a 90s twist on it or something like that.
Well, what happened in the Seinfeld one?
I think someone hit a car, someone's car.
Yeah, so there's a car accident. Kramer walked through a door or something, like that.
Something happened.
Yeah. And he had to be someone's butler to work it off.
Yeah, something like that.
No, but not the same as AIDS.
Yeah, this one's got more serious.
He's got AIDS.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's a comedy.
Oh, I get it.
But he's got to go to Phoenix and be this elderly Jewish couple.
Riot. What are you talking about?
There's always hilarity to fame of that fatal disease.
I think we can all laugh about it now that it's over, right?
Good thing they found that vaccine.
Can't help but point out, you know, there have been weirder things pitched.
Follow me.
It's a concentration camp. It's a comedy.
Prisoner of war camp.
I beg your pardon. Much funnier. Prisoner of war. there's a commandant, and he's abusive. Follow me now.
Come on. These guys didn't have Hogan's Heroes in Canada.
Hey, we love Hogan's Heroes. We got Gomer Pyle and all that. That's right.
You get all... No, that's not it.
Sorry about that. No, Hogan's Heroes, that's Clint Eastwood.
No, it's not.
No, that's Bob. Any calls coming in lately?
Kim.
Hi.
Kim, you're 24. What's up?
Okay, I'm about 9 weeks pregnant, and I'm thinking about having an abortion in a couple of days. But, like, one of my friends is in nursing school, and he told me that there's, like, a possibility that some women can't have kids, like, after they have an abortion.
That's true.
How likely is that? And is there, like, certain women that are more, like, likely to have that?
No, and it's not very likely.
Okay.
So you're fine.
Are they, like, is it legal for, like, abortion doctors to make you sign a paper that says if something like that happens, it's not their fault?
They will, of course, say you understand that there are risks and bad things can happen.
It's like skiing.
Listen, you're having a surgery.
Except for they use a vacuum instead of moguls.
Kim, you're having a surgery. Bad things can happen. Okay.
Like, do you know the percentage?
Low. It's very, very low. But, you know, there are other options like adoption. You can have the baby and give it up for adoption. That's another way to deal with this. But pregnancy has its own risks. Delivering a baby has risks of death and problems with it. So the pregnancy is a sexually transmitted disease.
Oh, please.
That's what my parents said about me. You know, they said that I was... They said my sister was an accident and I was a mistake. But
oh, really?
That's something that I've had to try.
Wow, worse than accident.
Yeah.
That's rough.
So you don't want that. You don't want a Steve-O, okay?
I'm amazed at the percentage of parents that actually sit down with their kids and explain to them that they were not planned nor wanted.
I don't know one. You know, Derek's mom was 16. I don't think that was planned. You know, my parents were very disappointed with what came out of them. So.
Well, it wasn't so much that you came out of them. It's that something came out of them.
I'm pretty sure it was because I...
Well, now it is. But, I mean, initially, it was just that something came out.
Yeah, I'm sure my mom was pretty upset.
Now it's double worse. Yeah. They know.
Exactly.
Sure, really. Well, isn't that just horrible etiquette as a parent to really sit down and explain that you weren't really planned? I know parents do it in a sort of joking way sometimes.
Yeah, no.
But it's never a great plan, is it?
Bad message.
Now, your kids, you did like a fertility campaign, so they feel loved.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say fertility camp. And I thought that would be a weird place to go for summer.
I was counseling
there. We're sitting you up to
right. Going up to camp fertility. Same thing, archery.
The counselors all come back with restraining orders against them.
Ovarian stimulation. Follicle retrieval.
Sure. Yeah, well, yeah, like you can see the chalkboards, like breakfast, archery, we harvest eggs, and then it's canoeing.
Right. Whitewater rafting.
But no, seriously, your kids know that, like, it costs money to get them. Mm. Like, we just cost our parents money. Your kids, paid out. I mean, you had to pay for these kids to show up.
I thought you say you've got your kids paying you back, which is what I'd do. I'd get a little sweatshop in the basement, make them wallets.
Yeah, they should be doing that, Trey. Melissa?
Lost our parents' money.
Melissa, turn your radio down. All right, let's talk to Alex, who's 21.
No,
Alex?
Sometimes.
What's up, man? What's up, Adam?
Hey.
What's up, Dr. Ju?
Alex.
What's up, 41?
What's up, Doc?
Another badass, man.
Word.
Thank you.
I was going to ask you guys, are you guys coming out with any new projects under Satan's Sluts?
Pain for Pleasure.
Man. Pain for Pleasure.
Well, actually, on our new record, there's a Pain for Pleasure DVD and a couple new songs that come with our new record.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Satan
Sluts.
Badass,
man. Because last Halloween, we all got dressed up as Satan Sluts, me and my homies.
Oh, really?
It was badass, dude. That's
Did you cool. get laid?
Huh?
We thought it would get us laid.
Did it get you guys laid?
Didn't work.
You know what? It got us wasted, man.
Yeah. That's the same thing happened to us.
Yeah. And for Adam, come on, man. We can't bomb Cuba, bro.
Yeah.
How are you going to say that, man?
Why not?
Because I'm Cuban, man.
All right.
All the Cubans I know are so angry with Castro that they would delight in something like that.
Yeah, we should bomb Castro's mansion, but not Cuba, man.
Well, I'm saying we'll go after Castro, but there's going to be collateral damage. I just want everyone to be prepared.
I don't think he'd have a mansion. They're communists. They all share.
That's right. He lives in a Sears gardening shed.
Yeah, they live in a commune.
In amongst the people.
Yeah, that's true, man. But
I'm just saying, the guy's been in power for like 45 years now. It's time for someone to.
Are they still trying to kill him, or did they give that up? Did they give that up a while ago, or?
You know, he has no contact with anybody, man.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's got a cell phone.
He'll make a speech, and then he'll kick off, like, you know, quick.
Yeah, two-way MSN pager.
Yeah, he's Drew had a forum with him.
I spent 3 hours with the guy. Yeah,
I actually picked up a book that he. I didn't buy it, but I saw it and I read it. Like a chapter of it, and it's like
he is so nuts.
It was so pretty, crazy. Like, you know, it was insane. It was really funny reading it.
He is nuts.
Drew, you should have made you like a Day of the Jackal. Like you should have been the assassin.
Put a little arsenic in his shoes or whatever. They came up with some good ones back in the 60s. Man, all those politicians were high, weren't they?
We couldn't even. Who would have, like, what was the over under when Castro took office in, 1952
or whatever.
58 or whatever the hell it was. What was the over-under? 14 months?
Yeah.
You know, like if you're a betting man, like if Vegas is putting a timeline on how long this guy's staying in office, is it just a little over a year? You guys made it like 45 years now.
It's the Russians that kept him in there.
All right. Well,
you should see. I mean, there's nothing, and then all of a sudden, this Russian embassy is huge.
Drew, when were you in Cuba?
Last Christmas. Last New Year's.
Really? Yeah. It's coming on to you. A year. Yep. And you did nothing. You just hung out and glad-handed everybody.
You got the smoke and the cigar.
3 hours with Castro.
While he rambled on?
Nonsensically.
Really?
Why did you go? Like, how did that happen?
I was speaking for a group that went to visit him, business people, and we had a forum with him, and asked one question. He spoke for 3 hours. Just tangential, rambling garbage.
It's like...
He went on
talking about baseball and stuff.
About his pitching, you know, he invented the curveball. Then he went on to talk about how wonderful his system is and how he discovered that Huntington's chorea is an autosomal dominant disease. He had discovered it. We've known it since 1942. And, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but whatever you discover on that island, like he probably came up with fire, like last Wednesday, yes. Right? I mean, like, it's your discovery.
It was the equivalent of that. I mean, I got so angry, I left. I walked out.
Oh, you walked out after 5 hours.
After 2.5 hours, yeah.
Because your kids fell asleep, too, right?
Yeah.
You know your wife is giving you
crap,
too. Brought the kids.
What a way to spend Christmas. Christmas with Castro. Be a special on NBC.
That should be the next album title.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be one of the episodes on AIDS Butler.
Yeah, right, exactly. Christmas with Castro. All right, Erica.
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I met this guy about a year ago. We became, like, really good friends, and we told each other everything, but we were just strictly friends. About a month before I was about to move, like, about 4 months ago, we started messing around and stuff like that, and then I moved about 5 hours away, and we still talk all the time, and we see each other every once in a while. And he just recently bought a house on his own.
How old is he?
He's 17.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
How does a 17-year-old do that? What does he do for a living?
He's the manager of a construction company.
17?
Are you sure he's not in the mafia or something?
That's his dad.
A cement company?
He dropped his dad, threw him a bone, right?
right.
It's like
is that right?
Of The Simpsons when Bart buys the factory he's got that's working for.
CEO.
Erica, is that right? It's your dad's business? Heard his dad's business?
Uncle's
business. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, uncle.
All right, so your boyfriend's having a little trouble in school, right?
Actually, no.
He was an A student? He was a good student?
Oh, I wouldn't say A's, but he's pretty good.
But isn't he dropped out of school to run the construction firm?
No.
He does it from
a part-time job.
Going to school and running a construction company?
This guy.
This guy's the coolest.
Let me explain. As I work construction for many years, the hours of school are the hours of construction. Construction is 7 to 3:30, and school is 8 to 3:30.
Either way, I think you got yourself a pretty good catch.
How does that work, Erica?
Yeah.
I don't know how he does it, but...
Yeah, maybe you think he's, I think, you know what, he may not be telling the truth.
Maybe next he'll be a superhero.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on a second. First
his
off,
power, he's the silver tongue.
That 17-year-old guy is going to walk onto the site and go, hey, we got a dime holding up a dollar here, Chuck. Why don't you quit playing grab ass and start moving some girders? Because no one's going to listen to him. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know anything. He can't.
He must either answer phone or tally, you know.
That's like the equivalent, you know, of like when we were 17, well, even now, you know, they're trying to conduct, you know,
he doesn't
bitter
manage.
38-year-old
he, yeah.
road guys.
He doesn't
like
manage.
That.
Doesn't manage.
All right, Erica.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway.
He's not a manager.
Either way, is he cute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then who cares?
All right.
Just tell him to shut up and start telling the truth.
So what's he doing? What's his problem?
Well, it's more, he's always told me I could always stay with him whenever I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, my mom and I have been getting in some real bad fights.
Right.
Like, the DA's even got, like, a lawsuit against her and everything.
Against your mom?
Uh-huh.
For you?
Yeah.
On your behalf?
Yeah.
And you still live with her?
Yeah.
That's nice, but you're, like, does your attorney follow you around the house and explain that you, no talking in the entry hall or something like that?
Does that put a dampener on allowance and that kind of thing?
I imagine we'd cut into it a little bit.
Taking a cut. The lawyer's there taking his 10%.
Why does this not surprise me that she'd be with a guy that was a liar?
Oh, what do you mean he's a liar? Just, she can't come this weekend. He's got to try out for the Mariners. But other than that, she can move in. All right, so you're saying you want to move in with this guy, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I was wondering if that was, like, a good idea or not, or...
What does your attorney say?
Can you put him on the phone? Is he there?
What does your attorney say?
He lives, like, a couple hours away. Yeah.
Your boyfriend or your attorney?
My boyfriend.
Your boyfriend. All right.
Wait. Boyfriend? 2 hours away?
Uh-oh. Maybe not a boyfriend.
Mm.
Is he your boyfriend?
Not... True boyfriend, no.
Oh, yeah, uh-oh. Here we go.
What would he think if you just moved in?
Oh, he's always told me I should.
Yeah, but he would think this is just a friend of mine, you know, sacking
Do
out.
Do you guys
here?
Have sex?
No.
Oh, any guy who runs a construction outfit from his desk in his homeroom is getting some tail when he goes home to his own house.
Not if he wants to get the 6 sub for free, though.
That's true. Yeah, with my hymen plan.
Doesn't apply to men.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't apply. Yeah, but is your hymen intact, Erica?
Pardon me?
You know what a hymen is?
No.
Okay.
Let me say something. I am shocked and somewhat dismayed at the percentage of 16, 17-year-old women, 15-year-old women who have no idea what a hymen is. Like, when I went to high school...
Hymen made the scene in the 70s.
Yeah. When hymen came to the party?
Hymen was a novelty around that.
There was a band in the 70s, I think, called the Hymens.
The hymen membranes.
There was a girlfriend...
The single was called Break Loose.
We had a girl in my class whose last name was Hymen, and we called her Buster. You know, we thought that was funny. We knew what we were talking about. Everyone laughed when we called her Buster Hymen. I mean, it was funny. It's not like and I hung out with idiots in North Hollywood. It's not like anyone went, huh? I don't get it. What are you talking about? Why Buster? What do you mean, like Buster
Brown?
I
was reading something in the newspaper the other day about, like, how, you know, like, how it doesn't surprise me that people don't know what a hymen is. Like, the kids, like, it was like, you know, all these kids, they were talking about how they couldn't locate certain things on the map.
Yeah.
It was like they couldn't locate New Jersey or New York. It was like 8% of American kids between 18 and 24.
But they
couldn't locate New York State.
But they've heard.
It's like 80%.
They've heard of New York.
No, only 8% found it.
Right.
But they've heard of it, is what I'm saying.
Well, like, of course they've heard of it.
I couldn't find a hymen. Hymen today, but I've heard...
Well, New York State's a little bigger than hymen.
Not my one. But I've heard of the hymen, is what I'm saying.
But hymen was a novelty piece of language and anatomy that had its day.
So is it just cherry
it's
now?
It's kind of like boss or groovy.
Well, but what?
I still say boss.
What do you mean?
Hymen, is that out now?
Cherry was our thing.
Yeah. They would probably know what you may have said, cherry.
Okay, do you know what your chair is? All right, but it's like saying, well, I know what your dork is, but I don't know what your penis is.
Right.
All right, that's not an excuse.
Ask her. Listen, Erica thinks her boyfriend is a guy that she's met twice.
Erica?
Yeah?
What about your cherry?
You know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay, see?
All right. Oh, true. You're a genius. You're such a genius.
All right, well, yeah.
Erica, how many times have you actually been around this guy?
We used to hang out all the time before I moved.
How long ago did you move?
About a couple months ago.
And you hung out as friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not boyfriend, girlfriend.
We were like the month before I moved, but beforehand, no.
All right. So, Erica.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to deal with your domestic problems.
You need to talk to the attorney. You shouldn't move out of there. This guy is not—it's not going into a more stable environment. Probably a much more less stable environment.
Yeah.
So bad times.
Right.
She lives in Anchorage.
And this guy's probably on the professional rodeo circuit this time
of
the year. Anyway,
what's 2 hours from Anchorage?
The Caspian Sea.
Yeah, the tundra.
I don't know what. I don't know. There's nothing.
The Aleutian Islands.
Block of ice. All right, we'll take a little break. Sum 41 is here. We'll come back. We'll hear something off the new CD after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Who's in here tomorrow night? System of a Down is in here tomorrow night. Sum 41 in here tonight. Derek and Steve in the studio. Does This Look Infected is the name of the new CD, which is out tomorrow, and the band is going to be at the Tower Records in Sherman Oaks at 5 o'clock on Wednesday to sign some CDs, and I'm sure there's... Are you going to play?
Probably be best if we didn't.
Yeah.
We can't quite do that. We haven't got that down yet.
Yeah, we don't know.
The whole live thing.
Yeah, the whole
thing. We don't really know until the day of kind of thing. It's one of those things again.
Yeah.
I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of people out there.
For keep saying it on the damn radio.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did I say Sherman Oaks? I meant Reseda.
Yeah.
So the CD's coming out tomorrow. We'll hear something off it. I think we'll take one call, and then we'll hear another song off the new CD. Dan?
How's it going?
You're 26?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, first of all, I want to say Sum 41, you guys rock.
Thanks.
And Adam, the man, show's cool. I love it.
Great.
Basically, this part of the question is for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I was wondering if my girlfriend is bipolar, because basically her father's diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Yeah.
And we've been, like, together for 4 years, kind of off and on about maybe 3 or 4 times. And basically, she's just basically up and left and disappeared and went to grad school. And I don't know, it's just really messed up. She has a history.
Maybe all the girls that dumped me were bipolar.
Girls that all go to, you know, leave you in the crummy town or whatever, and you go off to university.
You'd have to have some sort of mental disorder to leave Dan.
Especially when they go off to graduate school.
Yeah.
How dare they?
She left and went to university for the better self. She must be crazy.
She needs to be put in lockup for her own safety.
Adam, you don't know how good looking I am. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yes, I do.
But basically, like, you know, the love life was great. Everything was great. And she has a real history, like her parents are divorced, and the mother's had a restraining order on the father for like probably like the past 12 years.
All right, so she comes from lots of chaos, so naturally enough her interpersonal life would have some chaos.
Yeah, so like she has the hugest fear of commitment.
All right,
yeah.
So that's where she took off. That's not a bipolar thing so much.
Really?
She may have bipolar. It does go in families. But
she has been, when she was home, obviously she went away to grad school, but when she was home, we worked in the same office, and basically she's been, like, seeing a therapist once every week and stuff about her past, you know, her parents.
Right. Does she take any medication?
She never said she was, not that I ever found any. Or
right.
Anything
so
like
you would
that.
Think the therapist would have detected whether or not there was a possibility of bipolar illness there.
Yeah, she said she was tested for it.
There is no test for it, so.
Oh, really?
No.
Because she said when she was younger, because when they found out the father had it, they had her and her sister tested for it, is what she said.
No.
There's no test.
There's no test. There's an evaluation.
You get the thing. It's like
an ED. That's a test, though. I mean, she could have been evaluated for it.
Yeah.
Is that like you got to get like, you know, like say there's 10 things you
have
to
meet a bunch
10.
Of criteria. Yeah.
Because basically what's going to happen is,
it's like It's like alcoholism. Mm. You take the test, you know?
Yeah.
Like, do you? And that's yes. And then you're an alcoholic. Dan?
Last one's you.
All right, so what do you want to do with her? She's gone, right?
No. Basically, what's going to happen is I know she's going to be home for the holidays. Like, we always get back together. She's going to be home for the holidays, and,
she,
you know, obviously.
Yeah, but is she going to call you, or are you just going to get drunk and go hide in her bushes?
No, it's not like that.
Well, I mean,
She'll always contact me and want to get back together.
Why? She said she was going to grad school, and she's going to leave you behind.
Well, no. Basically, when she left, she wanted me to visit all the time, and
maybe she met someone in grad school.
Oh, that's quite a possibility. But I have quite a feeling that when she comes back, she's because, like, basically, she always, you know, after a certain period of time being away, she always contacts me, and we end up getting back together all the time.
When's the last time you spoke to her?
Basically, right at the end of October.
All right, and it's been a little while.
Yeah,
I mean, it's for a young guy. And, well, here's the deal. Where'd she go to grad school?
Syracuse.
So she's out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to move on with your life.
Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
I've been moving on, but that's what I'm saying.
No, you
for you.
Yeah.
Get back on that horse, buddy.
You need a girlfriend.
Beating off and eating Haagen-Dazs is not moving on. I'm talking about getting a new relationship. All right.
I usually haven't been doing that, but, like, I know when she gets back, because we always get back together, and all my friends are like, why do you get back with her?
We're saying the same thing.
Yes, we agree with your friends.
Your friends got good judgment.
Except for the part about being your friends.
Yeah.
Other than that, the record is spotless. Now, Dan sounded like a decent enough guy. He's into her, but
yes.
She's chaotic.
Right.
And forget about the whole bipolar thing. Show me someone whose mom has a restraining order out against her dad, and if it's a chick, I'm going to show you chaos in her relationships.
And also real difficulty with intimacy, and this guy's probably available in a real way, and she can't tolerate it.
Right.
Takes off.
All right. Let's hear a little something from Sum 41 off the new CD, Does This Look Infected? And this song is called The Hell Song.
Suddenly, I don't feel so insecure.
Sum 41, everybody. Derek and Steve are in the studio tonight, and new album sounds great. First was no fluke. Sometimes there's some problems with the sophomore album. You know what I mean? A little bit of a curse.
We're getting a little bit of a problem with this new album in Manitoba, Canada.
Oh, yeah.
What? Call today. Well, because, you know, with internet and like burning CDs and stuff, you have to like do that value added thing all the time. So what we have in our CD is we have this bonus DVD on the other side, and the review board, the film review board of Manitoba, has given it a triple X rating.
Triple X.
Yeah. Apparently, I thought it was
so banned in Manitoba.
You know, I thought it was you know, three letters reserved
sales
for
up.
Vin Diesel and porn, but you know, it actually extends to us.
But and, isn't X enough? I mean, a triple X.
Was that triple X
double word? Secret
yeah,
probation?
Yeah, you know, like, there's, like, yeah. I guess they have, I think they have, again, like the bipolar, they got the 10 things that you have to get
the criteria
or whatever. We got every one.
Yeah.
So what do you guys, you got nudity,
profanity?
It's not even that bad.
It's not that bad.
You know? I mean, my mom watches it, she laughs.
They called it, they said there were too many bums and boobies. Yeah. That was the official quote. They
really?
Said sorry.
Yeah. They're really yeah. sorry about
upset
doing
about
it to
it,
us, but
they were sorry about it.
Come on. Does the triple X rating, isn't that going to get a little Manitoban buzz going and get
maybe,
some of the kids
know.
On board?
That's why we're not really
because we have a lot of
bend over backwards.
We have a lot of good-sized bands pass through the studio, and they speak about the elusive Manitoban audience. And how difficult it is to capture the hearts and imaginations of that group.
The 20,000 people that live in that province might have a bit of a problem getting
I'm saying for you guys being who you are, I think that's a pretty good idea. I think this couldn't hurt.
Isn't Winnipeg is the city there. Isn't Winnipeg
damn
like, have, yeah, of course we have friends, but we haven't played there ever, I think.
No.
Always every time we go
I think
go
the last
right
time we played there, we got,
maybe that's
they
just
tried to ban our
to
show.
Us.
By the way, how many different sort of regions need their own film review board?
Especially you know, Manitoba. I don't know if they have a big
Culver
film.
City have their own film review board?
Not that I'm aware of.
Southern California? California?
Each country.
I don't know.
Country. Well, Manitoba,
it's a province.
It's not a country, last I heard.
Well, there's a Motion Picture Association of America, and then Canada's got their own.
Yeah, but this is the province of Manitoba's review board.
Anderson.
It's Canada. Canada's crazy.
All right. Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Anderson's not alive unless he's shouting erroneous information into your
it's
headphones.
It's not erroneous. Come on.
And well, it was covered is what I'm saying. Drew knows it's not all of Canada that he... You're...
Well, he's asking if Culver City has one. No, they don't.
I'm being funny.
I think that was a joke.
I know.
747. Right over the head.
Anderson's going to torture us. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Screw Manitoba. That should be the name of the next album.
Yeah. Next single.
Already got a couple in the old bag there.
Sum 41 is in studio tonight, and we'll be back right after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Sum 41's in here tonight. Derek and Steve are both in here, and System of a Down tomorrow night. All right.
Great band.
Pop down to the phones and speak to Iris, who's 25 hours.
Hi.
Hey.
I guess my question is, what's the least brutal way to tell someone that you're HIV positive?
Who are you telling?
I guess it's this guy that I've been seeing.
You guess?
Yeah.
Depends on whether you've been sleeping with him, I mean.
Oh, no, it hasn't gotten to that, but I mean, I think I should tell him before he gets there, you know.
And you've never thought about this before?
Well, I haven't known that I was positive that long.
How long have you known?
Less than a year.
And you're being treated?
Mm-hmm.
And who's treating you?
My doctor.
What are you being treated with? Write that down, you got it. What are you being treated with?
Several antiretrovirals.
Which ones?
Zerit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple more. I can't remember the names of them.
All right. Where'd you contract it, you think?
I'm not really sure. I think it was because of unprotected oral sex.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't hear about that too often.
because, I mean, I was pretty careful otherwise.
Really? Were you a prostitute or something?
No.
But you've never done IV drugs?
No.
Really? What are you leaving out here?
Nothing.
You need to tell me which drugs you're on, what medication you're on. Can you grab them for me?
Yeah, hang on a second. Right.
Why?
Make sure.
What do you mean? Listen, for a chick, first off, chicks don't make bogus calls. Yeah. Secondly, they don't have any information.
Right.
And we talk to women all night. They have no idea who we're fighting in World War II.
What a hymen is.
They don't know what a hymen is. The fact that she just mispronounced it was enough.
Yeah, I got Zaret, Vireid, and I actually have a whole bunch of medicines because I also have TB.
Okay.
And Epivir.
Okay, you're taking all this?
Mm-hmm.
And where'd you contract the tuberculosis from?
I had gone on vacation to a place where it's pretty common.
Where's that?
Canada.
Manitoba?
Manitoba.
Where?
In India.
India.
Mm-hmm.
So, and were you sexually active over there?
No.
No. All right.
What were you doing in India?
Vacation.
Yeah.
Did you make it up to Kashmir? I hear it's nice this time of year.
No, I didn't.
Just taking a vacation in India, huh?
Mm-hmm.
No explanation. I mean, you know, isn't this the part where you like go, well, my dad was blah, 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 or I've always wanted to?
It was just a vacation. Like, I always wanted to go.
Oh, really? Okay.
Are you Indian?
No.
Okay. Well, some people do it, but they usually do it after they get to everywhere else.
And are you in some kind of support group? Are they enrolling you in some kind of AIDS?
Yeah, I just started going, but it's not a lot of people, and
have
they're
you
much more progressed in their illness than I am.
Right. And are you going to discuss with them maybe how you handle dating and this sort of thing? That's something you really need, is that sort of support.
Yeah, no, I'll talk to them about it, but it doesn't seem like they get out much. Like, they're both in, like, the late stages of HIV AIDS.
How long have you been with the guy you want to tell?
About a month.
Then you've been on a number of dates.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had some physical contact with him.
Right.
But not sex.
Right.
Yeah. And you really like the guy?
Yeah.
How long have you been on the TB meds?
About 6 months now.
Okay.
Well, the good news is once you tell him about the HIV, the tuberculosis will be like nothing.
Right.
So I'd work them both into the same.
Well, I just wanted to make sure she didn't need to tell him about the possible exposure.
Yeah, I didn't think I needed to tell him about that.
Same day. Well, I mean, Iris, it's not going to be easy, but on the other hand, you're going to be able to separate the wheat from the chaff, as they say. I mean, you'll know if he's in love or not.
What does this guy do for a living?
He's a doctor.
Okay, so he's going to understand more. What do you do for a living?
I'm a student.
So he'll understand more fully what the risks are and how to assess it. He's not going to flip out. Do you know what kind of doctor he is?
Yeah.
What kind?
He's a neurologist.
Neurologist. Okay, so this is going to be sort of common territory for him.
Yeah, does he seem like a good guy?
Yeah, he does. He seems really sweet.
All right.
You got to tell him soon, though. He's really got to think this through and give him a chance to do that. He's going to want to know what your viral loads are. Do you know your viral load?
Yeah, it's undetectable.
Okay, so the risks of transmission are substantially reduced when you have no virus.
And this is something you can live with now, right? I mean, you take your meds, and it's HIV, but it never goes to AIDS?
Yep. Are you tolerating the meds okay?
Yeah, mostly.
What kind of problems are you having?
Not too much. Mostly just my appetite and, diarrhea once in a while and stuff like that.
And what are you studying?
Biology.
What do you want to do?
Probably research. I think now it's going to be AIDS research.
Wow.
All right. So Iris, I'd say...
How did you get this thing? I can't figure
it out. Oral sex?
I'm not really sure.
You never had a transfusion?
No.
What do your doctors say? They have any thoughts?
Not really. I mean, they basically know what I know, so...
Yeah. Are you getting depression or anything from all this?
A little bit, but I was pretty depressed before I got to this, so...
And no drug use, no IV drug experimentation or anything like that?
No.
And no transfusions?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Wow. Well, this is why people worry about this disease. Iris.
Yeah. Well, we haven't had a HIV call in quite some time on this show.
We certainly haven't had one that was...
I blame Sum 41.
Certainly haven't had one that wasn't sort of in a risk category.
Right.
Either.
All right.
Well, Iris, good luck. I think, again, you need more supports. You've got to find other sources of aid support groups that have people more like you, more your age group, so you can sort of help get support for the kinds of things you need to be dealing with this disease. I think it's lucky you're seeing a physician who deals with this disease, who understands the implications. There won't be any sort of freak-out factor. It's not, oh, my God, you know, you've already given it to him. He understands you can't get it this way. He also understands with the viral load at zero, your risk of transmission is going to be very low. He may decide to go on with this relationship.
And he's a doctor, and she's got a little bit of help me in her voice too, so yeah. Maybe there's a reason, maybe that'll make him that much more attracted to you.
Maybe.
You know,
maybe
if you think about it, there's a lot of guys, I mean 90% of guys might break it off, but there's 10% who would rather their woman be in a wheelchair or have something horrible.
Now we didn't answer a question. How does she tell him? Dinner, just to sit down. I gotta tell you something.
I say,
just be honest. You know, we have a friend that actually has HIV, and she's had some boyfriend. She had a boyfriend right before there. She actually had it, but then liked the guy. And then she had to tell him that before they could actually go on. She was just honest, and he stayed around. And she's had, I think, two or three guys that, you know, she's had for a while that she's actually dated, like, has serious relationships, that she's sort of just been, she's been honest with them the whole time. And, like, none of them actually have freaked out. They all just sort of embraced it.
There you go.
And so just as long as you're really careful, I think it's fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
But don't, you know, don't hold off and don't, like, you know.
Yeah, you owe it to the guy.
Yeah. I think you just got to go west. I mean, I would go singing telegram, but you should probably go just straight out with this one.
Dinner. Over dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, just get it out. Blur it out. Or
yeah. Karen?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Exactly.
What's up?
Oh, well, I want to ask Sum 41. What was their worst job ever? Wait a second. Before I go on, Adam?
Yes.
You always, you have like great statements, and then you have ideas to back them up. And
yeah, like my AIDS butler idea.
Yeah.
What about Karen? Do you know what a hymen is?
Yeah, I've been listening. Duh, I know what a hymen is.
All right, what is it?
I don't know.
No.
You don't know. I'm keeping ass here.
Okay, baby, thank you. All right, go ahead. Question for the band.
Yeah, what was your worst job ever?
Worst job? You only have ever had one job ever.
Okay, well, you know, technically I only worked there for about a week, so this is being Sum 41 is about as bad as it gets. Derek, on the other hand,
I was a clown.
Had the best job. There's this flower shop
on
the busiest street in our town, and they used to hire kids to dress up as clowns, you know, with the makeup and everything. They hold this big sign.
It said roses, $9.99.
Like really?
Everybody walk up and down the street.
Everybody would drive
every
by
day.
This kid and like
give
throw
me finger,
stuff at
a big arrow.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Oh, you guys.
So that was Derek.
That was me.
Yeah. So that was probably the worst job.
Yeah, I'd say that was the worst one. It doesn't get much worse.
Karen, by the way, set a record tonight for a length of time on hold.
133 minutes.
Holy moly. Really?
Which is over 2 hours?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, we've only been on less than 2 hours.
And is that the question you've been waiting to ask us? Or
yeah.
Did you just think of that one just now?
I wanted to talk to Cone, but
he left an hour ago. But you were on hold for an hour before he
yeah.
got it.
Cone's probably listening.
Yeah, Cone's probably listening.
But he's so cool.
Yeah.
You don't have to live with him.
Cat.
You know what? He looks really cool from far away. But that's okay. Yeah.
Oh, don't say that. That's mean.
No, he's dreaming in real life.
Yeah, he's not here. I'd never have the guts to say it to his face. He's a pretty big guy.
You guys always pick on him. You guys are evil.
How did you know he was pick on him?
We do not pick on Cone.
We don't pick on Cone.
I love Cone. I'm going to go on the air and say that I love myself.
We're going to take ourselves a little break. Poor Karen. On hold for 2 hours, got on the air for 2 minutes and 7 seconds. What is that ratio? It's a bad ratio. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. That's the show. I want to thank Sum 41 for coming in here tonight and doing a great job. Always good to
thanks
see
for
the
having
band.
Us.
Thanks.
And the CD is, does this look infected? It is out technically today.
Now.
Right now. And except for in Manitoba. And these guys will be at the Tower Records in Sherman Oaks on Wednesday, the 27th at 5 o'clock. Good luck to Sum 41. Good to see you guys again.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. What about Karen? Do you know what a hymen is?
Yeah, I've been listening. Duh, I know what a hymen is.
All right, what is it?
I don't know.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.